email ray@rte.ie. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Now it's time to spill the tea on Gen Z. A new study, we're always having a go at them, God love them. A new study revealed that almost two-thirds of under-30s admit to using the microwave to make a cup of tea. It might sound sacrilegious to many, but it got us talking in the office here, and it seems that microwaving your tea is more common than you might think, especially with younger people. Here to give us her expert opinion on this divisive trend, we have resident tea sommelier with Clement and Pico. Jenna Logan, how are you?
I'm very well. Thanks so much for having me.
And I often go to Clement and Pico, so we know each other, don't we?
We do know each other. I was shocked when I walked in. I was like, I know that man.
I know that woman. I know her tea. I got you. First of all, okay, what's a tea sommelier?
Tea sommelier, so it just means I've taken a course and I've taken a, I've taken a test. I talked myself blue in the face for 3 hours at the end of it, and they passed me and gave me a certificate.
I know, so I was just going to say, how does one become? Do you have to travel to, where does India, to where the center of tea making is?
Well, we actually, it wasn't India. I did go to Sri Lanka and I did visit tea gardens.
Shut me up.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, so shut your mouth now. There I was in Sri Lanka learning my trade.
Okay, forgive me.
So we did a little bit of travel, the owner of Clement and Pico and myself, and we have been to Sri Lanka. We did that course.
Nice.
And now I teach the tea classes at Clement and Pico. So I'm giving back to the community. about tea.
Giving the tea to the tea community. Yeah. I really like that. What's your reaction to the survey I just read out that people under 30 are now microwaving cups of tea instead of boiling a kettle? So I've delved into this a little. So it's actually that they are putting water into a microwave and boiling it rather. What? Like,
yeah, I mean, they're all about convenience, aren't
sorry,
they?
Sorry, is a good enough answer.
Yeah,
there.
Okay, I know. And full stop. Yeah. So yeah, I mean, my initial reaction when I heard this was, ew, yuck. But when we really do a deep dive into that, like, what is wrong with that?
Go on.
Two things. A practical thing, but also kind of a bigger thing about our lives and who we are today. Let's start with the short answer.
Go.
So the practical thing is that when you microwave water, what you're doing is you're heating the water unevenly. And when you take that out, what can happen is that the water has become superheated. That is the phrase, superheated. It's not just boiling, it's just that it's become overheated and you have no idea how hot it actually is. But also, another thing that's happening within the cup is the core of the water, the center of the water, isn't as hot as the exterior of the water. It's all uneven. So you're not only...
If this doesn't make playback, nothing will.
Yeah, exactly. Here's your soundbite, my friends. So you could very much scald yourself. It is a health and safety issue.
That's what I'm thinking. It's super hot.
Super hot. It's also too hot for your tea now. Mm. And what you've done is all of that temperature is moving around in the wrong way. So you're not letting the flavor of the tea come out as it should. So it's not great that way. That's the practical part from my point of view.
Yeah.
Now, the bigger issue is what is tea to the Western drinker, the Western world? It's very much, I think, about carving out the tiniest space in your day and taking a moment to be with the tea. You're having a moment for yourself. You're stepping away from work. You're stepping away from study. And I think the putting on of the kettle, the preparing of the cup, getting your tea bag or your loose leaf tea. All of that is part of a small ritual in your day. And I think you're cutting it off at the knees.
Yeah.
If you employ the microwave and you've got the beep, beep, beep going, you don't, it's, there's something that erases the meditative portion.
And you're really, you know, tea. You're making me think of my grandmother would punctuate every conversation, every exit or entrance into a room would be punctuated with the kettle going on for tea. It was always around to sort of start something afresh or move on from something old.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's a really good way of putting it.
Yeah.
And also, again, going back to how do you get the best out of a cup of tea? You put on fresh water every time. Don't reboil that tea because you do want fresh water. There's a certain minerality within the water that you're looking for. Dublin's quite lucky in that the tap water here is pretty good, all things considered. I know I have relations out in County Meath, and their water's quite hard, quite limey. So it's a different kind of water out there. But Dublin's not bad.
Okay.
And you're looking for kind of a more or less neutral pH. So you're looking for a 6.5 or a 7. You know how it is. I'm sure you're always looking around for the right pH.
Yeah.
So there we go.
So, okay. What's the best way to make a cup of tea?
Okay. So this gets us into, are you having a cup of bag tea? Are you having a cup of loose leaf tea? With bag tea, you can have boiling water, but if you want to taste anything, you really need to let the temperature drop just a little bit. It's like anything, even with coffee.
Really?
Yeah, if your filter coffee is scalding hot, you can't taste anything. So you just want that temperature to just dissipate a little bit, and then you can taste more flavor in the tea. Now, tea bag tea, for the most part, is pretty one note. There are different qualities. Now, I'm going to hand this over to you if I could.
Yeah.
So I've got here these two little ramekins. Now, one of them, I'll let you guess which one is the tea bag tea. I've opened a bag of tea and just poured it in.
Okay.
And do you see?
I'm looking at two ramekins. One is a powder, one is a leaf.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say the leaf is the...
is the loose leaf.
Loose leaf, right? Yeah.
You are correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that,
smells like a tea bag.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's
know my tea bags. Yeah.
Kind of tannic. It's a little bit dusty. And what does the other one smell like?
Just fresh. It smells like a herb.
Yeah, absolutely.
It has a herby.
Yeah. And once that is infused, that loose leaf tea, you do have to let it brew just a little bit longer to get the essential oils to open up into the hot water, which that process, actually, that unfurling of the tea leaf is called the agony of the leaf.
Ooh.
Which is both like
just the
beautiful.
That keeps on giving, the agony of the leaf.
Another soundbite. It's all a gift. So it's both it's poetic and heartbreaking. It's all the things. It's life. Now, I would love it if you would have a look at these. Now, I have these freshly prepared cups of tea.
Ooh,
one is, now this is in bone china, by the way.
It is.
So one of them is slightly darker.
Oh, I see that.
Yeah, can you make that distinction?
When I make tea, I like, because I'm normally a coffee person, so I want ultimate caffeine from tea. So
yeah.
I go for strong tea. I like dark
tea. Yeah,
yeah. My parents would go bananas when I make tea that dark.
No, but try that and see what you think.
That's definitely fresh. The darker one, is it? No?
I want you to try the other one now.
Okay, so this is the paler one.
Yeah,
this
paler.
And my grandfather used to say when my mother made tea, say, that's innocent water scalded. I just slurped on the radio. Oh, I can't tell now. Both very tea-y.
Yeah.
Okay,
and I'm going to, because I think it's a little bit unsociable not
so
to...
So you pour there.
Yeah, I have a cup. And what I'm going to do is I'm just going to pour this in. If we were professionally cupping tea, we'd use this little device.
Okay.
So I've just put that into my bowl now.
Okay.
And what I'm going to do is I'm going to slurp with you because it's not sociable to drink alone, is it?
Are you supposed to slurp?
It does. It aerates the liquid in your mouth and then it gets you more flavor.
Okay,
Oh, yeah. Oh, wow.
Wow.
Okay, yeah. So... I'm having loose leaf tea. The one that you have said is...
There's a darker one and there's a paler one.
The paler one is your loose leaf tea.
Oh, is it?
Now, the reason... I understand if your palate is skewed towards strong flavors, you're definitely going to go...
That's not my fault. I got it wrong. Thank you.
but you could train yourself out of it.
If I get a more sophisticated palate.
If you took my tea class, we'd get you there. We'd level you up. If that's not a hard sell, I don't know what is. So that tea bag tea, I think you can agree, it's kind of one note.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
There isn't a lot going on. It is strong, and it tastes like tea.
Oh, it's actually not nearly as nice as the paler one.
Okay, good.
Right,
like that turnaround.
It has a kind of a bite to it I don't like now.
It's quite tannic at the back.
Yeah.
And the draw on it, as we say, is quite long. Like you can, there's a dryness at the back of it. So that tea, that loose leaf tea you're drinking, if we're really to parse that down flavor by flavor by flavor, like there's all sorts of layers going on. There's more in terms of the tasting notes. And there are a lot of similarities between tea and wine. And we talk about terroirs and we talk about microclimates with tea, just like we do with wine.
I have to say, I was gifted an Earl Grey, a box of Earl, and I really like it. It's kind of perfumey.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the traditional scenting note in Earl Grey is bergamot.
Is it?
Which is a kind of citrus. Okay. And it's only grown in a very specific part of Italy.
Okay, well, I could talk to you about tea all day, clearly. But okay, milk first.
All right.
Yes, milk first.
So,
does milk go in the cup first?
The lady who commented earlier about the china, she's not wrong. Initially, that's why milk was put in first, because it protected very fragile porcelain from cracking.
Okay.
However, in this day and age, you can put milk after the fact. And I think people are often looking for a specific color when they put their milk in.
Yeah.
There's like a milky tea color that's like, that's my milky tea color.
Yeah.
And I think it's easier to obtain that if the milk's already brewed in the cup and then you put the milk.
And your favourite tea, very quickly. I'm putting you on the spot.
I love Japanese green teas.
Japanese green tea. I love a peppermint tea. Anyway, we could go on all day. Jenna Logan, Tea Sommelier with Clement and Pico. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Let's take a break.